my mind. Out of the blue, pulling into your drive. Wonder why I got your way out here. Have you ever seen a sky this clear? Oh, girl, you never look better than you do right now. Oh, heaven, let your light shine down. Come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick-tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Take you on a night ride, windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Hey, baby, don't it feel so right? Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A 45-year-old man in custody in Boulder, Colorado, after police say he unleashed an attack on pro-Israel marchers. The man tossing makeshift Molotov cocktails, leaving eight people hurt, one of them hospitalized in critical condition with burns. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
This is a community that knows tragedy, unfortunately. It was only a few years ago an active shooter killed 10 victims at a King Soopers grocery store just down the street. Now Boulder is dealing with this. The victims burned by a makeshift blowtorch and Molotov cocktails. The victims ranging from 52 to 88 years old. One is critically injured.
Gaza officials say 14 people were killed overnight in an Israeli airstrike on a residential building. Delegations from Russia and Ukraine are meeting in Turkey as their second round of peace talks get underway. However, expectations are low for any significant progress on ending the war. Ukraine launching a massive attack on Russian targets over the weekend. This is ABC News. Smoke is expected to drift across parts of Minnesota, the Dakotas, maybe even as far south as Iowa this week for more than 180 wildfires that are burning in three Canadian provinces. ABC's Wayne Cabot has more.
This is the time of year when Western Canada is supposed to get the most of its summer rainfall, crucial to avert forest fires, but there's a lack of rain in the forecast. What there is soot, ash, and dust blowing thousands of miles. Bad for children, the elderly, those who are pregnant, who have heart or lung conditions. So far, the sky is a dull gray compared to the otherworldly orange that the East Coast saw a couple of years ago. Usually it's lightning that causes wildfires. This time, it's people. 98 of Manitoba's 106 wildfires have been caused by humans. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Trading has begun on the Damascus Securities Exchange as serious new leaders attempt to shore up the country's battered economy after 14 years of civil war. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Feeling like you've lost a step? You're not alone. After 35, most men start losing free testosterone, the hormone that helps you stay lean, strong, and energized. But now there's a game-changing solution. Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster from the number one brand in America. Nugenix Total T2 is packed with even more men-boosting power, and it works fast. With a powerful nitric oxide booster, it sends your energy and performance levels skyrocketing in just 3 hours. That's right, just 3 hours to start start feeling like your old self again. For a limited time, you can try it for yourself absolutely free. Text now to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the number one selling testosterone brand at GNC. But that's not all. When you send us a text, we'll also include a free bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever. Feel stronger, leaner, more driven. Text PRIDE to 369-369 now. That's PRIDE to 369-369. Text PRIDE to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We will have a little more of that smoky haze in the air today, otherwise partly cloudy, warm, and breezy. We'll get to the upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch to an inch or more. High tomorrow in the low 70s. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. The union representing striking nurses at a Madison hospital has reached a tentative agreement with management. Officials with Meritor Unity Point Health announced the pending agreement in a statement Saturday. SEIU said wage increases and what it termed historic contract language were achieved through the strike. Two Wisconsin counties and two cities are among hundreds of local governments listed as sanctuary jurisdictions by the Trump administration. Officials in Madison and Milwaukee said it's unclear what landed them on the Department of Homeland Security list. Dane County and Shawano County are also on that list. Members of the LGBTQ community joined Governor Tony Evers and state and local officials Friday to raise the Progress Pride flag over the Capitol in Madison, a decade after the first Pride flag raising. June is recognized as Pride Month in Wisconsin and throughout the U.S. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Anabus Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. And Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health.
A Dunn County man has been arrested and charged with possession of child pornography. 33-year-old Saul Perez of Colfax was arrested after a search of Perez's home, where authorities found images and videos of suspected child porn on Perez's phone. Perez has a cash bond of $10,000 set. His next court appearance is set for July 10th. Residents of the Chippewa Valley will have the opportunity to have their voices heard in a survey about a new train service planned between Eau Claire and the Twin Cities. The West Central Wisconsin Rail Coalition is conducting the survey to ask residents how they think the train should operate. Questions include preferred departure and return times, as well as how much people would be willing to pay for parking. That survey is open until June 10th. Goodhue County is one of several Minnesota counties that are now on a federal government list of sanctuary jurisdictions. The list, compiled by the Department of Homeland Security, said that Goodhue County and the other counties are defying federal immigration law. The list was created by an executive order to identify sanctuary jurisdictions, which are determined by factors such as compliance with federal law enforcement, information restrictions, and legal protections for illegal aliens. Protesters assembled for a rally at the Wisconsin Capitol over the weekend regarding potential Medicaid cuts. Protesters on Saturday demand that Governor Evers veto any budget that doesn't include Medicaid expansion. This comes after the U.S. House passed a bill to cut funding to Medicaid. Wisconsin grocers have concerns about the future of the federally funded food share program. Mike Semen is president of the Wisconsin Grocers Association.
They're concerned about the level of SNAP, which in Wisconsin we call food share, the potential cuts, and the impact it's going to have on consumers in Wisconsin. We're taking a close look at what that might mean for the grocery industry, and there's a long way to go on this bill, but they're concerned about what that might mean for the state of Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports food share benefits 700,000 residents. Simon says that makes it financially viable to keep stores open in some communities, and that without additional federal or state support, some may not survive. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
600 Wisconsin National Guard soldiers from Oshkosh have been deployed. A send-off ceremony was held Saturday at UW-Oshkosh. The soldiers are traveling to eventually work with America's NATO allies and the U.S. Central Command. The group will help promote security and stability in the region. As work on the next state budget continues at the Capitol, Democrats are accusing Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee of failing to adequately fund the state's professional licensing agency. Representative Deb Andraka says the Department of Safety and Professional Services has been a success story deserving of support.
The median time to get a license is only 15 days. But instead, we are taking things away and we are jeopardizing the customer service, excellent customer service, that we should be providing to Wisconsinites. So for me, it's more like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Committee co-chair Senator Howard Marklean and Representative Mark Bourne issued a statement that the Republican budget investment ensures the agency can continue to operate efficiently and provide critical services.
President Trump is cracking down on alleged, quote, sanctuary communities, unquote. Homeland Security officials said Thursday that Milwaukee, Madison, Dane County, and Shawnee counties are refusing to, quote, cooperate with federal immigration authorities, unquote. An executive order was signed last month to publicly identify states and local jurisdictions and will also be sent formal notification of noncompliance. Attorneys for the Milwaukee County judge charged with interfering with immigration agents say she's immune from prosecution. Attorney Dean Strang argued in a brief filed last week that Judge Hannah Dugan is protected by 400 years of legal precedent and that a judge has absolute authority in her own courtroom. The brief states that Dugan's arrest by the FBI is a federal overreach and violation of the 10th Amendment, which lays out states' rights to their own governance. Federal prosecutors accused Dugan of assisting a man sought by ICE in eluding agents by preventing them from entering her courtroom and then sending the man out another exit. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
It's just around the corner. The 62nd annual Duran Fun Fest is this weekend at Memorial Park. The car show and broad feed is Friday night from 5 to 7. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Johnny Holm Band on Friday and the Dweebs Saturday night. Badgerland Midway rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2 p.m. Duran Fun Fest, sponsored in part by Hikey Pharmacy, Corral Bar and Riverside Grill, and Quasnick Hikey Group.
Maya Stark won the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills on Sunday, finishing two strokes in front of Nelly Korda and Rio Takeda. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's the first major win for Stark. She becomes just the third Swede to win the Open title.
It's so cool. They texted me yesterday and just said, kind of bring it home. And that was already cool just to get those texts. But, I mean, just looking at all the names on this trophy, and I mean, I love the U.S. Opens, and I'm so happy that it's mine now.
Nelly Korda entered the tournament ranked number one in the world, but fell short in her title hopes.
Obviously, I mean, I'll have hopefully a lot more attempts, but when you come so close and you kind of feel that adrenaline coming down 18, the one thing that you want to do is hold the trophy at the end of the day, and I'm not, so, but it's okay. I'll have more opportunities, hopefully.
Brewers pushed their win streak to 7 games after sweeping the Phillies with a 5-2 win on Sunday. Jake Bowers clubbed a pinch hit 2-run double to cap a 3-run 7th to give the Brewers the lead. Christian Yelich left the game after being hit in the hand by a pitch. X-rays were negative.
He's real sore. You know, he couldn't squeeze the bat, so it'll be a day-to-day thing. It's not broken, thank God. But he's rolling so well that I hate it for him that he's got to take a day off. Probably will be out.
Pat Murphy's Brewers open a series in Cincinnati against the Reds tonight. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Cubs over the Reds 7-3. Rangers 8, Cardinals 1. Padres beat the Pirates 6-4. UW-Whitewater beat Denison 11-4 at the NCAA Division III College World Series yesterday. It's the record 46th win of the season. The Warhawks will take on Rowan in East Lake, Ohio today as they play for the right to head to the Division III Finals. Packers will kick off their second week of OTAs with practices today, Tuesday and Thursday. They'll follow that up with the start of mandatory minicamp on June 10th. Phil Scott, Wisconsin, Radio Network.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8841. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8841. That's 800-550-8841. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
The Minnesota Twins lost in walk-off fashion for the second day in a row. Minnesota fell to the Seattle Mariners 2-1 yesterday. Harrison Bader had a game-tying RBI in the top of the ninth before Griffin Jacks gave up a walk-off single to Randy Arozarena.
Jax was charged with the loss in relief after Chris Paddock had struck out 10 and allowed just one run on four hits in eight innings. The Twins will send Joe Ryan to the mound against the A's tonight. The Minnesota Lynx are on a seven-game winning streak following an 86-75 win over Golden State at the Chase Center. The Lynx led by as many as 22 in the fourth quarter. Nafcia Kolir had 24 points and 11 rebounds in the victory. Minnesota is now 7-0 on the season. They host the Mercury tomorrow night. The Minnesota Gopher football program had a big recruiting weekend during their Summer Splash event. Minnesota had 25 recruits from the class of 2026 visit campus. So far, five of them have committed. The Gophers added two offensive tackles, two edge rushers, and one linebacker. High school baseball today on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. The WYAA regionals do continue today. And in boys regional action, Melrose Medora will be at Mondovi, while Menominee is hosting Wausau West. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Blaney gets Penske back to victory lane in Music City. This is the Monday morning race recap presented by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney, four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
After not finishing five of the first 13 Cup races of the season, Team Penske driver Ryan Blaney started the second half of the regular season on the right foot with a win last night at the Nashville Super Speedway, taking the checkered flag in the Cracker Barrel 400. Blaney led a race-high 139 of 300 laps en route to his first checkered flag of the season, becoming the ninth different winner in the first 13 races. The win for Blaney gives his team owner, Roger Penske, not only a second consecutive win in Nashville, but all three of the Team Penske cars have now won this season and have playoff berths. Behind Blaney at the finish were Carson Hocevar in second, tying his best career finish, while Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, and William Byron completed the top five. 6 through 10 went to Bubba Wallace, Eric Jones, Kyle Larson, Tyler Reddick, and Christopher Bell. The NASCAR Cup Series is back on track this Sunday with the Firekeepers Casino 400 at Michigan International Speedway. That's the Monday morning race recap presented by Sunoco. I'm Kyle Rickey on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Find your next outdoor adventure in the Badger State during Free Fun Weekend. That's this weekend, June 7th and 8th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be waiving state park admissions, fishing licenses, and trail passes both days. More details when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR invites the public to head outdoors for the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend happening June 7th and 8th. State park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes are waived for all visitors both days. With 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 15,000 inland lakes, Wisconsin has something for everyone out of doors. Free fishing clinics are held during Free Fun Weekend at state and municipal properties to instruct beginning anglers. Visit the DNR events calendars and the Wisconsin State Parks webpage for a list of events and more information on state properties. Find that calendar at dnr.wisconsin.gov and search events. This year marks the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System, and this weekend, vehicle admission stickers are not required. So grab your family and friends and enjoy Free Fun Weekend this Saturday and Sunday, June 7th and 8th. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Forecast for today, we'll have a hazy sunshine throughout the day today. Highs upper 80s and south winds around 5 to 15. Tonight becoming cloudy, 70% chance of showers and storms late, lows mid-60s. Tomorrow much cooler, showers and highs in the mid-60s. Currently across the region, we do have that hazy sunshine, Mondovi 71, Lake City 69, Ogallee 68, Pepin, Wabasha, Nelson, and Plum City 67. Here at WRDN, that hazy sunshine and 70 with Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood. And remind me, it's 8:26.
Out in a crowd somewhere, somebody tell us to get a room. It's hard to believe that was me and you. Now we keep saying that we're okay, but I don't want to settle for good, not great. I miss the way that it felt back then. I want to feel that way again.
country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Bootscoot Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the Bootscoot Boogie. Yeah, you go do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go Bootscoot. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back, we're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, Bootscoot Boogie. What'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws, in-laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the Bootscoot Boogie.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
A tornado tore through a Midwest town. Wasn't nothing in its path it didn't take down, except the Baptist church and a ball field. Then they rebuilt. Talk about tough people. She was 4 years old when they got the news. It was in her little lungs, it was stage two. Mama spent every night by her bed and Daddy shaved his head. Talk about tough people. Yeah, there were plenty of times she could have gave up, but she did. Now she fought like hell till she rang that bell in Memphis. Tough times make tough people. It's a single mom working two jobs a day, and a farmer barely getting by needing rain. It's a grandma waiting tables working through the pain. It's a cop on a call running in gun drawn, cause shipped off somewhere to keep us all free. Came back in a box with a flag on it. It's home, don't it? Talk about tough people. Man, talk about some tough people. Hey! Ooh, there's a whole lot of bad in the world out there. Ooh, and it's hard to keep going. It don't seem fair that I still. Good beats evil. Tough times make tough people.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And Drew Baldridge and Tough People. Good morning, 837. I'm Brian Winnikins. And if you missed the Funfest Medallion Hunt clue from last hour, clue number one, with so many hills and valleys in town, the places to hide simply abound. Again, with so many hills and valleys in town, the places to hide simply abound. Let's run down birthdays for today. This actor is best known for the character of Mike Hammer from various TV series and movies. He's also been in the TV series Prison Break and the movies Nebraska, The Bourne Legacy, and Brewster McCloud. Stacy Keach Jr., 84 today. This actor has been in the series Third Watch and Hill Street Blues. Charles Haight is 82 today. This actor is best known as the Beaver from Leave It to Beaver. You bet. Jerry Mathers, 77 today. Tony Award-winning actress Joanna Gleason, 75. She won a Tony for the musical Into the Woods. Author and educator Cornell West is 72. Comedian Dana Carvey is 70 today. TV executive and personality Andy Cohen is 57. He's best known for his Nightly Bravo series Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. Also, Emmy Award-winning TV personality Wayne Brady, 53 today. Of course, he's got his self-titled show, The Wayne Brady Show. He's been on Let's Make a Deal, but everybody knows him from Whose Line Is It Anyway? This actress was in the TV series Las Vegas and Unhappily Ever After. Nikki Cox is 47 today. Olympic gold medalist soccer player Abby Wambach is 45 today. Also, actor Jeremy Ray Taylor is 22. He's best known for his role as Ben Hascom in the movie It. Yeah, one of those creepy ones. Born on this date, former First Lady Martha Washington. Born in this date in 1731. She was the first First Lady. Also, statesman John Randolph, born in the state in 1773. Pope Pius X, born in the state in 1835. Swimmer and actor Johnny Weissmuller, born in the state in 1904. He won 5 Olympic gold medals. He also was in the movies. He was Tarzan. Former Football Hall of Famer Tex Schramm, born in the state in 1920. Country performer Carl Butler, born in the state in 1927. Astronaut Charles Pete Conrad Jr., born in the state in 1930. And this actress originated the role of Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan in the movie MASH. Her other credits include the movies Brewster McCloud and Drop Dead Gorgeous. Sally Kellerman, born in the state in 1937. Anniversary from yesterday, Becky and Ron Jasperson, so happy belated anniversary. Birthdays today, John Harris, happy birthday, and Dale Stearns celebrating a birthday today. And celebrating an anniversary today, Tracy and Don Mansmith, so happy anniversary to them. So their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. And on Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand.
Visit Duran Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs, including the hot dogs, the beef, pork chops, and more. Don't forget about those beef sticks, too, from Duran Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Our winner will also receive a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Use that Dairy Queen app, and you can then earn rewards points and save those reward points and redeem them for some great Dairy Queen treats. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the Birthday Anniversary Club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
Hello. This is one of our calves here at Wheezy Brothers Farms, and my name is Madison. My great-grandfather bought the land, and my grandfather and his brothers began milking dairy cows here in 1982. I want to continue that strong passion for dairy farming, and I want to be able to pass that love and passion on to my kids someday.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Forecast for today, increasing clouds with a patchy smoke as well. We'll have highs upper 80s, south winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, 70% chance of showers and storms, lows mid-60s. For Tuesday, showers much cooler, highs mid-60s. Currently across the region, we have that hazy sunshine. Mondovi at 71, Lake City 69, Ogallee 68. Plum City, Nelson, Wabasha, and Pepin at 67 here at WRDN. Have that hazy sunshine and 70 with Sugarland and something more. It's 844.
And
telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, it's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write a call. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all. But I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong? She said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. He left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. Aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, he could still hear her say, she said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new. Come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know. I can forget you, girl, for good, even though I should. I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then, I go get a taste.
always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me, so I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Yeah, every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Yeah, every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Morgan Whalen, just in case, 8:54. I'm Brian Winnekins. This reminder, Pierce County Dairy Breakfast coming up on June 14th, 7:30 to 11 at the Peterson Family Dairy on Highway 29, just outside of River Falls. Visit the Pierce County Dairy Promotions page for more information. I have a bridge for you for sale. Really and truly a bridge for sale. You can be the owner of the historic bridge for the right price. The historic Main Street Bridge over Beaver Brook in Pelham, New Hampshire is for sale. The State Department of Transportation is accepting proposals for the purchase of the bridge. By the way, though, you will have to relocate the bridge. You won't be able to keep the bridge there and charge a toll. Because the bridge was built back in 1839. They need to replace the bridge. But if you want to buy a bridge, there is one for sale. Just visit the New Hampshire Department of Transportation website.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chen Fitz Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chen Fitz Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chen Fitz Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Graduation parties are just around the corner. Do you have your cheese trays ordered? O'Galley Cheese has call-ahead cheese and sausage trays. Their cheese trays feature O'Galley's own squeaky cheddar cheese curds. Fresh, local butcher's meat can be added to any tray. Be sure to ask. Get your orders in ahead of time so there's no worrying about it. Call the store at 715-283-4211 to place your order today. O'Galley Cheese, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, it's Friday evening, 6 o'clock, and all my friends are twisting off. I'm at the house just turning on TV. Well, they all wonder why I've changed. How many times must I explain? It's basic honky-tonk anatomy. The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. She won't think it's funny, and I wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone. Hey, 2 plus 2 is always 4, and down is south and up is north. 32 degrees is freezing cold. You play with fire, you wind up burn. The early bird gets the worm. But the only thing you really need to know is the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I wind up all the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the stage.